Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled A Labor of Love, was written by Kimya Loder. Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler was the first African-American woman to earn a medical degree. Yet during her lifetime, she recalls being ignored, slighted, and rendered insignificant. However, she remained devoted to healing and fulfilling her purpose. Crumpler affirmed that although some people might choose to judge her based on her race and gender, she'd always have a renewed and courageous readiness to go whenever and wherever duty calls. And that, she did. She believed that treating women and children and providing medical attention for freed slaves was a way to serve God. Sadly, she didn't receive formal recognition for her accomplishments until nearly a century later. There are times when we'll be overlooked, devalued, or unappreciated by those around us. Biblical wisdom reminds us, however, that when God has called us to a task, we shouldn't focus on gaining worldly approval and recognition, but should instead, as Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 encourages, work at it with all our heart as working for the Lord. When we focus on serving God, we're able to accomplish even the most difficult tasks with fervor and gladness in His power and leading. We can then become less concerned with receiving earthly recognition and become more eager to receive the reward only He can provide. Our scripture reading today is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us to do good things for you. Help us to focus on what you've called us to do and do it with joy, knowing that we are fulfilling the purpose in life that you have instilled in us. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Tony Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.